This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
Good morning, and joining me on the phone is Mary Jo Ugino Culligan, the president and founder of Angels of Mercy here in Rochester. Good morning, Mary Jo.
And good morning, Ed. Such a pleasure to speak with you today.
Yeah, so glad we could get you on the phone. I know you're busy over there with your staff. You guys got a lot going on, 15 years in operation. And if somebody's not familiar, Mary Jo, tell us what the Angels of Mercy is all about.
Well, Angels of Mercy, we are a place where what we do is we really embrace women and what they have gone through. And as a survivor of domestic violence, I knew in my 20s I was going to do something to help women. And at the time, you know, I'm also a dental hygienist and not doing hygiene right now because Angels of Mercy is just such a full-time ministry, and it's amazing. What we want to do is let women know that no matter what they've been through, whether it's been domestic violence, human trafficking, drug, alcohol abuse, if they're homeless or whatever, that we are there to meet them right where they are and to help them have a step forward. Our mission really is to help them receive freedom, dignity, and restoration in their life, and to let them know that they are important, you know, and their past does not have to define their future.
Sadly, something that is needed here in our community and nationwide, it seems like you hear more and more stories about human trafficking and abuse and stuff like that.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And a lot of times people don't really want to talk about it because they believe it to be shameful. And or someone has told them that if they report it, that they will go after their family and or take their, you know, one of their family members into trafficking or something like that. And it's going on more and more than we know. Abuse itself, and it's underreported, but it is so important because what it does is it really rips at the soul and the heart of the person that has gone through this injustice.
Yes. And so, Mary Jo, if somebody's listening and maybe they are in need of help or they know somebody who's in need of help, you guys, I'm assuming, keep everything confidential and you're able to get them the services they need totally confidential?
Oh, exactly. I am a HIPAA girl from day one, and I tell them, and the women that come in, they're all told that this is a safe place. You can talk about what you need to talk about, and whatever you say stays here. And I think it's so important because a lot of people don't feel they can trust others, you know. And we have a beautiful group called Monarca. Also, it's our healing group. And it's a place for people to share. It's a peer support group. And that has really helped many. But we have our Butterfly Boutique is where most of the people will come in or be introduced to Angels of Mercy because of all the traumas that I've explained previously. We have about 110 different agencies or doctor's offices and hospitals all together that refer clients and women to us for help. Now, everything we have there is received, you know, as a donation, and we freely give forth whatever women in the community need so that they can realize self-esteem and go forth in life with, you know, spring in their step and feel good about them. And so it's just a beautiful place to be. It's a wonderful place for the volunteers to come in because, you know, when you give, you receive so much. And that's not why we do it, but there's so much joy in the midst of the trials that people go through in our office because it's really become like a sisterhood.
Yeah.
And women come there to give to other women and to share, you know, perhaps their experiences or just a kind word, you know, to them. And it makes such a tremendous difference. So we really are all about wanting to give back and give to women and, you know, girls too, because we have our Dress a Girl Around the World program in which dresses have been made to help prevent sex trafficking. As the New York State Ambassador for Dress a Girl, we have sent out from our office over 1 million dresses to 75 different countries. So we really are embracing this in so many ways, the things that girls and women go through. And, you know, 15 years doing Angels of Mercy has really been a joy. And it's just more than I can even put into words.
Aww, and we are talking with Mary Jo. She is the president and founder of Angels of Mercy here in Rochester. And my gosh, that is a whole lot of stuff you guys are doing, especially over the last 15 years, how you've grown and everything. And I'm just wondering if somebody's listening, Mary Jo, and they're thinking they want to learn more about you guys. Do they just come in? Do they go to your website?
They can go to our website. They can give us a phone call at 585-730-4556, or they can visit angelsofmercyny.org and contact us through there. They want to stop in, they can stop in. I mean, you know, we really are there to answer the phone or meet at the door or whatever they need. And we're excited because we are coming upon, it is our 15th year anniversary, and we're going to be celebrating March 11th with a fun evening. It's going to be a country western hoedown at Midvale Country Club.
Very nice. And that is open to the public for this hoedown over there?
It is. It really is. And if people are interested in coming or if they want tickets, they can contact us. And we thought instead of doing something that's real fancy and you have to get all dressed up and, you know, formal wear, we want people to come and be casual and be able to enjoy music. And then, yes, we will have line dancing and full dinner and auctions. And it's just going to be a fun time to celebrate who we are, what we've done within the community, and how the community has touched our heart, because the community has truly given us so much so that we are able to, you know, bless others. I always say we're blessed to be a blessing. And, you know, that's the beautiful part of it.
Aw, I can tell you're passionate about it, you know, from your experiences in life and everything, Mary Jo. And, you know, you guys have a variety of programs. Can you explain the Butterfly Boutique a little bit more? That's probably the one that people, if they've been there, are most familiar with, right?
Oh, yes. And when women come into the Butterfly Boutique, we have everything that they need, from, undergarments to jewelry, tops, bottoms, dresses, shoes, boots, anything like that that is going to really give them a fresh start. Because some women, maybe they've even come out of jail or whatever, or, you know, they are in recovery in some type of program and they're going to start a job. So we will, you know, give them their clothing according to, you know, what their size is and what their style is and colors they like. We ask all of that. And this past year, we have filled more than 1,000 orders, but also have helped the Ukrainian effort, the outreach there, and passed on 20,000 articles of clothing to those that we aren't able to serve within our office. So we are really want to let people know that we can do this. And many times, like recently, there have been fires within Rochester. People lose everything, so they need everything for their home. Now, we don't do furniture and things like that, but sheets, towels, beddings, clothing, personal care items. Everybody gets personal care items. So no matter what would go on a woman's person, we have all of that, and we will give them as much as they need, and it's just wonderful. And, you know, they leave feeling like they've been transformed in a sense. Since COVID, we're serving a little bit different because before they used to be able to come in and spend about an hour shopping. But because, you know, some people are still getting COVID and things like that, we have different agencies and referrals coming in all day long. The phones never stop, thank God. And we're serving more now than ever. So what we do is our volunteers have turned into personal shoppers. And when people come in or say their social worker or whatever picks up their items, we receive the most beautiful phone calls and cards and testimonials from them, because it's almost like, I would say, a metamorphosis. When they used to come in the office, they were able to come in and shop. And sometimes they do if we're not, you know, too crowded with people. But it's like you see the transformation begin before your eyes. You know, sometimes they'll come in downtrodden. They don't even look at you right in the eye, or they don't want to talk. But little by little, I'll be in my office. Or, you know, I'll be out there at times when I can. But you can start hearing the conversation and the laughter and the joy and different things. And all of a sudden, it's like this little bud has started to open and this beautiful flower, you know, emerges. And I tell the woman every day, every one of us in there has gone through trial and tribulation in some way, shape, or form that works there or volunteers there. What we are saying is no matter what we've gone through, we can choose joy.
That it's that community, right? That community sense that you're able to build together because you guys have all, like you said, dealt with a similar situation and you can, you know, talk with each other and come together on that. That is a beautiful thing.
You're right, Ed. It certainly is. I think you hit the nail on the head right there.
Yes. And we are speaking with Mary Jo from the Angels of Mercy and talking about the Butterfly Boutique. So you guys have all this clothing and personal care items and stuff that women in need, you know, might need. If somebody's listening and they want to make a donation, do you accept ongoing donations throughout the year?
Yes, we do. And we ask, you know, of course, when they call, we ask for them to make an appointment or let us know what day they're coming in, you know, so that there's not too many people coming at one time. Because let's face it, like with the weather, all right, in the winter, we'll take winter and or fall and winter items, and then spring and summer, we will take those items because we have a really nice space, more space than we did in the beginning. We've doubled our space, but there's just so much space, so we don't have a lot of storage. So when they call, we ask what they have, and, you know, we have a conversation with them. And yes, they can donate what they like. They receive a receipt, and it just works out really well.
No, that's good. I was just going to ask you, do you have a big warehouse somewhere to house all this stuff?
No, we do not. That's why anything that we can't personally use or if there's an overabundance, we, with our community outreach, that's where we've donated maybe to the people that are out in the outlying areas or to different I don't know how to explain it, but different maybe halfway houses or places that need clothing or, like I said, with refugees, things like that. We sent out over 20,000 items of clothing and coats and, you know, everything they need. So our basement is our storage. And then, you know, the clothing moves quickly.
Sure.
You know, so it's always coming in and always going out. And if you could see a picture, there's probably within the last 2 days, 35 orders that are ready to be picked up.
Wow.
And that's the way it goes. It just never ends. So it's just, you know, it's a happening place. It really is.
I guess so. And if somebody wants to be a volunteer, do you accept ongoing volunteers? How does that process work?
Well, they give us a call and then there's a volunteer application to fill out. And you know, we welcome volunteers all the time because they are the lifeline of what's really going on in the office. Today, for instance, we had 10 volunteers and then 3 of us in the office. So it goes to show you, you know, what it's like. People want to be there. And they once they come, they say, oh, my gosh, I don't want to leave. I love being here. Or they'll say Thursday's my favorite day or Monday or Tuesday. You know, they just look forward to coming in and they just keep coming and coming and coming. So I think, you know, it's just a wonderful thing because a lot of times you volunteer and then you're like, no, this isn't for me. But I think it's the sense of community, like you said, Ed, that really makes all the difference.
So it sounds like you've got that positive environment. We love that, Mary Jo. And I'm wondering too, you know, if somebody's listening, a lot of times when they've gone through some kind of trauma or issue like that, they can't go back home. Do you guys help them connect with housing when they're in a crisis situation like that?
We are connected and we do refer people. We have quite a referral list and places that they can contact. And yes, we can help them with that. So if they're going through anything like that, they can call our office and everything is, you know, ready to pass forward to them or we can help make phone calls for them.
No, that's great. It's great to have that resource for them, for somebody that is in need. And we are talking with Mary Jo from the Angels of Mercy. And you guys are celebrating 15 years. I mean, you guys have grown so much in physical space and the amount of people that you serve, Mary Jo. It is pretty incredible.
It is. And we'd love to have you come and join us that evening.
Yeah. So,
oh, my gosh. I think I'm going to send you that information if you don't have it already. Yeah, we'd love to have people come and celebrate, you know, because it is all about celebrating and having a nice party and just being together. We deal with a lot of serious things, but you know what? You got to have fun.
Well, that's right. Exactly. Got to have fun. And we are talking about the celebration, the Hoedown celebration that you guys are having next weekend, March 11th, over at Midvale Country Club. And it is, again, open to the public if folks want to attend.
Exactly. So they can give us a call. They can, you know, come to the door, of course. But it's always nice to have your RSVPs ahead or know who's going to be coming. So if they give us a call, you know, a couple of days in advance, then that would be great. So we can plan. I'm sure there's going to be more than enough food. We have a great menu and different stations and desserts and all kinds of, you know, fun stuff to do.
And you will be dancing, you said, right?
You got that right. And some of us are even taking line dancing lessons right now.
I love it in preparation for this. Yeah.
Yeah. But not that, you know, and people hear Hoedown like, oh my gosh, do we have to line dance? And no, it's a Western theme, you know, which is fun. Everybody has a pair of jeans and maybe a bandana. Some have hats, some have boots, things like that, you know. So they don't have to worry about going out and getting a fancy outfit. But, you know, there's going to be other music, too. So we're going to have a DJ. And then we do have someone that's teaching some of our board the line dancing. So she's going to be from Brighton Rec Center. She's going to be leading the line dancing when we do that. So that'll be fun, too. So people can learn how to do that if they like.
I love it. I love it. It's so much going on that you guys are doing. Again, that is the their celebration Hoedown that is coming up next weekend that we're talking about there. And Mary Jo, if somebody is, again, listening and they are feeling like they need help, they can, again, reach out to you by phone or your website.
You've got that right. And it's 585-730-4556. And leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message, and we'll get back in touch with you as soon as possible. Or visit our website at angelsofmercyny.org.
Perfect. No, that's great. I appreciate you joining me this morning, Mary Jo. Thanks for your time.
And Ed, thank you so much. God bless, and you have a great day.
You too.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.